Obesity is one of the most common chronic health disorders in childhood. Over the past 3 decades, the proportion of obese children in the United States has tripled. 1 in 7 children is obese. NPR's Vicky Quay reports the treatment of pediatric obesity is one of the most pressing health challenges that doctors and parents face.
Pediatrician Bob Whitaker at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center says a big problem in treating heavy children is that parents often don't realize their kids are overweight. He studied more than 600 mothers of preschoolers. The mothers were asked about their own weight and their children's. Whitaker compared their responses to actual height and weight and found mothers were accurate in identifying themselves as overweight, but not their children.
Mothers who had overweight preschool children, only in about 1 to 2 out of 10 instances felt their child was overweight.
So 80% failed to realize their children had a problem. Whitaker did another study to find out why. He found mothers had a different definition than doctors of terms like overweight and obesity.
Obesity in particular was considered to be a label that would only be used if somebody was extraordinarily overweight to the point where they were almost physically incapacitated by it, not able to get out of bed or walk, for example.
An overweight child, according to the mothers, was one who was so big it was difficult for them to find clothing that fit. Instead, Whitaker says, the mothers proudly described their children as big-boned, thick, or solid. And for their part, the mothers saw food as a way to nurture their children.
I mean, he gets called the refrigerator.
Margarita Coleman is describing how her son gets teased at school. Rocky is 12 years old and 50 pounds overweight. Coleman's oldest child is thin, but her middle child, 14-year-old Jennifer, is also overweight.
She's a beautiful girl, and I noticed that the kids her age are already dating, yet no one seems to be interested in Jennifer.
Coleman has tried to help by cutting out snacks and serving less food at mealtimes, but it's hard for her to see her kids hungry.
They look at you and they feel like they haven't had enough. And then you say, well, you can't, you know, and then they feel like you're attacking them because they're heavy and you don't love them because they're heavy and they just want to eat and you just don't know what to do.
So Coleman turned to doctors for help, but she says they don't take her concerns seriously.
Oh, they kept telling me, don't worry about it, he's growing. Don't worry about it, he's growing. It's just baby fat. Don't worry about it, he's growing. And that kind of got me annoyed because I'm like, you know, this isn't just baby fat. This kid is getting heavier and heavier.
Every visit, Coleman says, she asks all sorts of questions, like, why is my oldest child skinny while the younger ones are heavy? And are my family's traditional Puerto Rican dishes, like rice and beans, okay? But Coleman says the doctor doesn't give her concrete answers.
I really wish that they would just give you a chart of what kind of meals are fattening when you combine it with this other type of side dish. They don't say anything. They just tell you, oh, well, just cut back on whatever it is that you're cooking.
And there may be a good reason for this. While medical school students learn definitions of obesity and proper nutrition, they don't always learn how to talk to patients about their weight. And insurance companies typically don't cover nutrition counseling and weight loss programs. Vicky Quay, NPR News.